Yeah, I hit record. So I need to hear you say something.
Let's see. Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get it on. Mandate. Get it on, Jason.
That's really good. Your levels are right there in the modicum of the medium of the magnate. God damn it. I hate this.
Hit it.
And I didn't even get the timing right. I was supposed to be all flustered and God damn it. Just... Hey, everybody. Welcome to Just Because. I'm Jason. That's Joe. What do you think? Will that do for an intro? No, I'm supposed to go to
that
the...
That was the best intro ever. Here, try one more time. You can do it.
Okay. All right. Hey, everybody. This is Jason. That's Joe. And I'm just... Welcome to Just Be Cousins, the only podcast called that that I know of. On today's show, we'll be talking about things. For example, we'll be talking about topics, also subjects, and we might talk about an item or two. Later on the show, we'll have a special guest, and he will also be on the show, and so will he. And together, the three of us will remain, for your pleasure, just cousins. Be. You know what? There's a reason, Joe, why there are people who make money at podcasts, and then there's us. Or there's me.
In a way, that was my favorite intro ever. And I also think... Well, it's interesting that you bring up that we make no money. I don't know if it's because we're related or you can read my mind and you haven't told me that and you just think it's funny and you read my mind and then you bring up shit before I can. But... The fact that we make no money at this will come up later.
Yeah.
It's something that I've planned. You didn't plan it.
I didn't.
You just brought it up. And we never fucking bring it up, but it's true.
Like the guy
bring it up,
who invented Pluto, I did not plan it. Yeah, that's the level of humor you're going to get today. Sorry. I interrupted you for that shitty joke, if you can believe it.
No, I get it. I'll laugh at it later.
Okay.
Again, I thought it was academically sound.
No, it was a shitty pun, but what are you going to do? I mean, we didn't... I'm out of practice, Joe. We didn't record last week, and we just played a canned episode, and, you know, I don't know what to do with myself.
Well...
I got too much time on my hands.
Well, don't start singing that song, but please tell us about your vacation. See, that's why we're rusty. And
yes.
I blame you for my rustiness because you had to go on vacation, which I find grossly irresponsible because we need to keep, you know, our instruments sharp.
Yes.
And to be as good as we can at making this shit podcast. So tell us about your vacation.
This poop cast. All right. Should I say what we really did or should I just make something up like we make up everything on this show?
No, it's all real. How dare you say such a thing? How about this? I know that you went to Paradise City.
Yep.
Where the grass is green. Anyway.
Yep.
And so what did you do? I understand that in Paradise City, you got an all-inclusive resort.
Yes, we did.
You paid for one of those for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So all-inclusive resort.
Yes.
See, that really happened. Is there anything interesting that happened, or did you finally get to fucking do nothing, and therefore you have nothing to talk about?
I read 2.5 novels. I ate a lot of food. I gained, I'm not even joking, 10 pounds of weight. I took a few photographs, stared at a few butts in bikinis, you know, like you do. And, yeah, it was... It was a vacation. I was there with my wife and my son.
And say, so you stared at your wife's butt and then select a few other butts.
Yep.
Just to branch out a little bit.
Just a little bit. And it was relaxing and it was good. And it's also good to be back. I apologize to the listeners. I need another week to kind of get back in the swing of things. For example, although, Joe, you've come to the show prepared. I have not. The guys at Larco called me up and... They said, we got an ad, and I said, can't do it, gentlemen. I am out of energies. I cannot read copy today. And they said, but it's really a good one. We've been working hard. And I said, we're going to take a pass on the cash today, friends. And they said, well, it's your funeral. And I said, is that a joke about the product? And they said, no. Anyway.
Well, the fact that you were like, oh, I'm a little rusty here. I can't do it. I'm not going to read any copy today. That's exhausting. you know, me, like my cousin Joe, I can't read copy without fucking it up anyway. Imagine what I would do today. I'm just not can't do it. I felt the same way because copy came my way today, and I was like, well, I can't just read this out loud. I'm going to fuck up so many times that none of this is going to come through. So they allowed me to put together a production. Every 10 or 15 seconds of the production took me 15 or 16 takes to do. So I've been working on it for the last, I don't know, probably the last week total, the last 7 days. I've just been trying to put it together. Good God, I hope it works out.
I do, too. I would have whistled just now, but my microphone is right next to my mouth, and I wouldn't want to blow out the sound there. But long whistle. A whole week you've been working on this.
Yeah, anyway, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
I wanted to, you know, for a moment there, I wanted to bitch about my job at Taco Bell. I've had one of those weeks where right around now, I had such a hard time at my job all week. Oh, my God, and here comes my dog and my cat fighting. They came in the room fighting each
Nice.
Other. Did you hear it at all?
I heard a rustle.
Okay. Well, see, that's the magic of this microphone.
Yeah.
They were full on fighting, and this is only catching my voice. Anyway, I wanted to bitch about being the best Taco Bell manager in Davenport, Iowa.
Whoa.
Of the third best Taco Bell. Rough week, and but I'm not going to do that. I'd like to try and keep it positive. We've got a really good theme today, I think, and I think it's good after we haven't been recording for a little while. Because it's easy content.
Yeah.
You know, it's the theme, of course, is podcasting. Well,
yeah.
Not necessarily us podcasting, though I'm sure we'll talk about that because we always do. We can't stop it. But we'll also talk about podcasts, real ones, good ones that we listen to. And that's why we wanted to bring on a guest today. Should we? Did you have a story to tell? Did you want to get into something before we bring on our guest, or should we just do this shit?
Let's bring him on. Let's do this, as you say, shit.
All right. Well, let me see if he's on deck here. Do you know?
I think he is. Let me just turn down the background guitar. Let me go to add participant. Let's see. Add people to this call. Ian Sane, there he is.
That's what the buttons say. That's what you have to do to make this happen.
Yep.
I'm sure glad is. That you're specific about it.
I'm gonna here's what I'm gonna do, Joe, my friend, my cousin,
yes,
my brother from another mother, but same with the same grandmother. I'm going to click add to call, and then I'm gonna click his music, and hopefully he comes in by the time you say here he is. Now, we've already talked about how we're introducing him, and I've said his name, so I really don't see the point of you introducing him, but let's do it anyway because we practiced. All right, boom, and boom.
Great. Well, everybody, you know who this is. It's fucking Ian Sane.
Hey, motherfuckers. How you doing?
Yeah. Oh.
Marvelous. Welcome back, Ian.
Thanks. It's good to be back.
Pop quiz. When was the last episode that you were featured on the Just Because's podcast, Ian?
More than, I don't know, was it like episode 26, 27, something like that? I don't remember exactly.
No shit. That's a long time. Well, that is the lifespan of our podcast might be 35 episodes. And that makes, you know, 10 episodes seem like a really long time, right? Because this one's going to be the fucking last one.
Yeah,
can
well,
I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Because you're going to convince us, right, that this is all bullshit?
Yeah, I did. I will. And I never have, but I've tried many, many times. I would like to say that I was talking to Jason about the theme for today, which I thought it's a good theme to come back on after not recording for a while because it's just fucking easy. Any one of us can just start yammering about it, hopefully in an entertaining fashion. But the theme today is podcasts.
Podcasts.
And Ian, I know that you're an avid podcast listener.
Yeah, I am. It's true.
I like the tone.
Say it with conviction.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I have to drive around a lot for work, and so I wind up listening to a lot, and then get up early in the morning to go to the gym, and I listen to a lot, and et cetera. So, yeah, I go through. I have 8 or 9 podcasts I listen to pretty regularly.
Well, let's talk about those.
Well, let's scratch the idea that you have enthusiasm for podcasts, and let's go with the idea that you feel forced to listen to podcasts in order to do the things that you need to do in your life, like working out and driving around for your job and shit.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, like, I would never choose to listen to Just Be Cousins, for instance, but I felt a lot of pressure from an old friend to, like, download it and listen to it, and I got kind of sucked into that one. So, but, you know, 35 episodes in, and here I am still, so I just don't really know how to make a change in my life. But no.
Well, I got it. I mean, you felt pressure to listen to the podcast, then you felt pressure to be on the podcast. We felt pressure from you to improve the podcast, and we haven't done anything in response to that, and that's my apologies.
Well, and here we are. No, yeah, I love listening to podcasts. There's, yeah, like I said, I've got 8 or 9 I really like a lot. The biggest one is probably Hardcore History. If he could come out with that every day, I might actually have to cut back on the hours I work and just listen to Hardcore History all day long. But
actually, I gotta talk. I want to bring that up, like, in specifically a little bit later on, because that's become kind of a bigger deal in my life. But I wanted to ask Jason. Jason,
mm-hmm.
Podcasts. Yep. You listen to podcasts?
I sure do, motherfucker.
Now, how many? Like, if there were a number, how many different podcasts? And I'm not talking about different episodes. I'm talking about different podcasts. Do you listen to every week?
I don't think that I get to all of the ones that I listen to every week, but so do you want all of the ones that I listen to, or do you want all the ones that I might get to in a week?
I'm thinking of just the number of – give me an average. The number of podcasts, different podcasts.
Do you mean like
you listen to in an average week?
Not the number of episodes?
Right. Not the number of episodes, because if you listen to fucking Adam Carolla, you might listen to 5 episodes of his podcast in 1 week. I'm talking about different podcasts.
Yeah, I might get to, of all the ones I listen to, I might get to 4 or 5 of them in a week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Some weeks are more or less, but yeah.
Well, I mean, look, this is what I envisioned. Of course. We can do – actually, let me break it down like this. You know that podcast that I keep talking about that I think our listener, Ian, welcome to the show, has heard about us – that you guys – you've heard me talk about this over and over again. There's a podcast called Pod Gods. They're supposed to review our fucking podcast. Of course, they just keep not doing it.
Is that the one with Giovanni Featherduster? What's his name?
Yeah. Featherduster Giovanni. Get it right.
My favorite thing about that podcast is you told me you got super excited. You were like, they're reviewing us on the next episode. I started looking and, like, they literally haven't come out. They were like clockwork week by week for like years. And then they said they couldn't review your show. And they were like, fuck this, we're done. They haven't released an episode in like 2 weeks.
Yeah. I told Ian, I was like, you know what? Featherduster Giovanni, or Tap Dancing Jesus Giovanni, said, hey, we really are going to – I know I've been telling you this for months, but this time we're really going to do it. And I said, oh, shit, I believe him this time. So I told Ian, and Ian was like – Ian, like, looked at their history, and he's like, shit, they come out with one every week. The next one is going to be Just Because it's review. And fucking nothing. This is the first week that they've gone dark since like 2009 or something.
They listened to your podcast one time and they went into fucking hiding.
When they finally promised to review our podcast, they decided they needed to go dark. Perhaps what? For months. We just don't know.
What is Baby Liquor Giovanni's podcast called?
It's called Pod Gods.
Pod Gods. Okay, I'm putting that in the show notes. JBC Broke Pod Gods. That's not going to be the name of the show. The name of the show is going to be Black Kettles. But I'm going to put it in the notes.
Of course. I'm going to force this issue. As soon as they do the actual review of the podcast, we're going to have to focus on it for at least a large segment of the show.
At least
play
part,
clips but, from it. Yeah. I have a feeling they're going to tear us, you know, a new asshole each. And if they listen to one with Ian on it, they'll throw him a new asshole too.
Can I just address that real quick? Just real quick. So the phrase tear us an asshole. I understand that the concept is that they will be brutal to us, they will brutalize us, but the truth of the matter is when it comes to assholes, like the hole that is in your ass, right? If they so much as lay a finger anywhere near my posterior, I will create extra new assholes and shit on them even more than they think they've been shat on already. That they think that they can tear me a new asshole makes me laugh. In fact, I just farted thinking about having my asshole, a new asshole torn into me. I will create assholes. Assholes. I will create them. I don't know where I'm going with this. But
hey, you know what? And that's not like a superpower. That's like a weird alien behavior. Like it's like if you come in, if you're approaching an alien, like the crocodile hunter, except you're like the alien hunter, and you're like, I'm going to tear him a new asshole. And that was the worst impression ever.
It was actually pretty good.
You go in near the asshole, and then 15 new assholes appear and shit all over you, and then you run away. It's a good defense mechanism for assholes. And that's not a superpower. You have alien powers, Jason.
Yeah, well, I'm going to develop them. So I hope they try to tear us a new asshole. I hope you come up with the metaphor, Joe and or Ian, and I will tell you how I will defeat... I will fight fire with fire. I'm going to fight assholes with assholes.
That's exactly what you described.
Yeah.
what if they just say, we listen to it and it's just not very good?
You know what? I think it's going to be more like that. I think all of our assholes, our singular assholes, will be just the same. And we'll all just sit in kind of quiet disappointment as they say, yeah, listen to it. Not so good. Moving on.
If Barbie Sniffer Giovanni can't get up enough of an erection to at least try to fuck us in the ass, you know what? Then good. I have no problem with that.
I've begged him to either, you know, glorify our podcast or trash it. Because I want there to be drama surrounding. That's all.
Yeah.
And just for that reason, I think maybe we'll get somewhere right in the middle that will be completely fucking neutral and boring. Anyway.
Let's talk about that.
I was going to say this. I wanted to say this, you guys. I went on a huge tangent there, but this podcast is going to be more like Pod Gods than any other episode. Because what they do in Pod Gods is tell you, this sounds very boring, but actually their podcast is kind of entertaining. It's they each say, here's my top 10 podcasts of the week. Here are the ones that I can't fucking stand anymore because they either, you know, they've listened to them too much or the quality has dropped off. And like, I've subtracted these podcasts. I've added these podcasts. These are my favorite podcasts. Then they just shit on podcasts that they can't stand. They've listened to new ones that they think suck and they just trash them. Now, I don't think we're going to go through all those steps, but I thought at least we could just talk about our list of podcasts that we like, and it might be more like Pod Gods than any other episode.
Well, it could be. Let me say this in terms of, like, we're going to talk about I don't know what that sound is, but it's hilarious. What was I going to say? We do a podcast, and it's, you know, nice that Giovanni's podcast will review us or whatever, but I'm not making much sense because I haven't even started explaining this. Look, do you remember when
you already
were
having a stroke
already? Do you remember when you were well, for me it was like 17, for Joe I'm sure it was like 9, but you remember before you had sex thinking about sex, and maybe sex the way you learned about it being a thing that was more than just, you know, procreation was maybe through porn, right? And even to this day, you are aware of porn, and you're aware of it to the extent that you know that 99.9% of the time, regular people are not having porn sex, right? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm getting at there? Like, there's sex and there's porn sex. Porn sex is clearly not real. You know what I mean?
Well, I think when you're, you know, fucking 10 years old or 11 or whenever you start actually getting really horny. But before you come, sex is this majestic, terrifying thing that the idea of that is way more hardcore than you realize it is later. Like, it's especially, you know, I'm about to turn 40. Like, you know, look, sex is a wonderful thing. But when you're fucking 11 years old, getting ready to 12 years old, getting ready to come for the first time, it's a mind scrambling, overwhelming idea, notion. Am I right?
Yes, yes. No, absolutely. Was that just me? No, you're absolutely correct. What I'm getting at, this terrible analogy that I'm trying to suggest, is that these podcasts we're about to talk about are, you know, they are, compared to what we do, they're porn. And what we do, you can't compare what we do to them. I mean, we're not in the same boat. They are porn, and we're not even regular old man-woman missionary sex. We're basically jerking off. Our podcast is a jerk-off podcast compared to the, you know, the porn podcast that we're about to talk about. I guess what I'm getting at is I hesitate for there to be any kind of comparison. And I want to warn all of our listeners, or all of our listener who's actually a participant today, that in no way are we trying to say that we like these – hi – that we like these podcasts because that's what we aspire to be. No, we like these podcasts because there's something to jerk off to. That's what I'm getting at here. So, Joe, go all first. Right, well, what's one of your favorite jerk-offs or podcasts?
All right. Well, here, I've got to say this. So you're talking about our listener. We don't have one. Ian's on the podcast. You've said many times you listen to it, but only when you're on the podcast. That's why I said hi to you.
Oh, Ian, yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
Ian, I tend to agree with Jason. I think that compared to the quality of the podcast we're about to speak of, we are around jerk-off level, and the other podcasts are like mind-blowing sex. So maybe we should start with you. Tell us, I don't know if you brought maybe a list of 10 or 5 or whatever, but start at the one that is really like count down and end at number one.
End at number one. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, number 5, I guess, would be the Tim Ferriss show. That's pretty good. It's sometimes packed full of douchebags, but it often has interesting people. Wait.
What? Tell us more about that show. What does he do? Is it like comedy, or they discuss sports? Like
Okay, so Tim Ferriss is the guy who wrote like the 4-hour work week, the 4-hour body, etc.
Oh,
so he's
guy.
All
yeah,
about
yeah.
Sort of life hacking, and so he has a podcast where he'll have high performers from all sorts of different fields, whether it's, you know, investing or tech or sports or whatever, and talks to them about sort of their life and their habits and their sort of their own life hacks, and you sort of get a feel for these habits and tools that these various successful people use. And sometimes the people are super full of themselves or just have very little self-insight, but a lot of the time they're really interesting, or you at least get some pretty good tidbits out of it. So I like that one pretty well. I'd say 2/3 of the time it's worth listening to, and the other 1/3 of the time my eyes roll up into the back of my head.
And you actually learn shit from this podcast. Like, it can improve your life if the
yeah, I think so. Yeah, it can either improve your life or turn you into an insufferable douche, or maybe both at the same time. I mean, maybe insufferable douches have better lives.
I think, Ian, as an insufferable douche, your life has improved.
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. The more insufferable douchey I've gotten over the years, probably, the better my life has gotten. That's
you did used to be, Ian, when I first met you were a sufferable douche.
Right. And then
you've become insufferable.
Ian,
put too fine a point on it, you were a sufferable badge cloth, and then you became a douche, and then you became insufferable. Yeah.
Let me think. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I mean, I think of you as my emotional cum rag, so
perfect.
I mean, it all balances out.
You know what I like about that is that you can either use it to catch it, or you can use it to help get you to the,
or just
get you there,
or just to help clean up after.
Afterwards, so, yeah, know, off the stuff. off the Hugh Hefner inspired floor. So, what's number 4 on your list?
Number 4. I might run out of podcasts before number 1, but it's going to be number 4. Would probably be Planet Money. So it's like 15 to 20 minute episodes, 2 or 3 times a week, that talk about economic things that started in 2008 during the financial crisis and the meltdown, and I feel like I've learned a lot of stuff from it. Sometimes it's not great, but usually it's pretty insightful, and it's in little bites, so it's fun.
All right. Number three.
Planet Money. Okay.
Number three. Let's see. What would number three be? Number three would be another of Dan Carlin's podcasts. So Dan Carlin has a podcast called Common Sense. That's Dan Carlin's the guy who does hardcore history, and he has a one called Common Sense that's about sort of politics and current events. And he hasn't come out with any over the last couple of months because I think his brain has melted since the new political regime. But they're usually pretty good. He's got sort of like an independent view on things that's neither hard left or hard right, and I think he's got a lot of interesting things to say.
I feel like I need to listen to way more of this guy, mostly because of my wife. I'll go into that a little bit later. I also wanted to see, do you guys hear this fucking cricket?
Yep.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. I feel like it stops for a second, and then when it starts up again, I feel like it's on my fucking shoulder.
That's what
this
it sounds
a cricket.
Like.
It's fucking my shit up. Now this is how I'm going to address this situation live. Ian,
yeah,
go on with your countdown, and I'm going to see if I can either destroy or block out this cricket. So go ahead, Ian.
All right, continue. Number two is the old standby, This American Life, because it's great. Those people are experts. They're amazing at what they do. They do great stories almost every week. And their spinoffs are really good, too. So S-Town, if you guys have heard that, was a spinoff of This American Life. Just amazing. I don't know what to say about This American Life. Everybody's familiar with it. Everybody knows it. And then number one has to be Hardcore History. It's just the best podcast ever made. I think everybody should listen to every episode. But at least Death Throes of the Republic, I think that's a great entry point. And it costs like $1 an episode to get the older episodes, but they're absolutely incredible. I can't imagine a better way to spend your time listening to podcasts. It's entertaining, and you learn a ton of stuff, and you get an awful lot of insight into the human condition and politics and why the world is the way it is, etc. So it's incredible.
I'm going to add that to my pod feed right now.
He did a 6-part series on World War I that is just mind-blowing. Each episode is 4 hours long, so it's 24 hours that takes you all the way through World War I, and it's a long road, but it's not boring at all, and it's and then once you've heard the whole thing, you really understand a lot about why the world is arranged the way it is now 100 years later. It's really all a reflection of that, and it's just all the stuff that put you to sleep in history class because it was just boring dates. He really makes it really, really interesting.
I have just subscribed. Thanks, Joe. I think we should do a history episode in general because what you just said, Ian, has sparked a lot of things I want to comment on, but I won't because this is the podcast episode, not the history episode. But, yep, I've subscribed. Okay, Joe, are you back? Have you taken care of just a big cricket? Joe's not back.
No, he's chasing that thing around the yard.
Okay, and then I'll talk about some of the podcasts I like. So, unless that's Joe right there making that sound.
Is that me? I'm sorry, guys.
That's okay. It's all good.
I'll be excited to hear what Ian had to say the whole time I was gone.
Yeah.
May I ask just a quick question?
Sure.
Do you hear the cricket anymore?
Nope, you killed it.
I just spent the time you were gone basically sucking Dan Carlin's dick. That was... That was the whole thing.
Joe, do you want to talk about yours, or should I talk about mine?
Well, it seemed like you were gearing up to talk about yours. I just want to tell you guys, I did kill the cricket, I think, because I isolated the bush that the cricket was in, and I peed on it.
There you go. Well,
and
done,
that's why,
sir.
I was gone for a little while. I had to, had to take care of business.
Shake it off.
You killed two birds with one stone, except you only killed one bird and it was a cricket, but you also took a pee. So there's an analogy in there or a proverb, I don't know. So the
a lot
first...
was accomplished, I understand.
You probably just shocked it into silence. It couldn't believe that a grown man was doing this.
Could be. But anyway, Jason, so I missed the entire countdown. a few of the items on the list. Okay, now you just farting into the microphone.
It's not me.
With your 18 assholes, your 18 alien assholes.
I swear to God, it's not me. It might be, I don't know what it is or who it is, but it's all part of the fun here on Just Be Cousins.
Damn, we're just going to make it work. So, Jason, you have some sort of countdown? Or
I don't know. I'll just
how did you want to do it?
I'll just rip through this. So I started – my very first podcast experience was with The Ricky Gervais Show, which I believe at the time was the most downloaded podcast ever, and it's great, and I highly recommend going back and listening to it. And if you're very persistent, you can find Ricky Gervais's old radio – spots he used to do before the podcast, before The Office. There's a lot of them. And I've listened to all, I don't know, 200 of those several times over and over again, just because they're quality entertainment. And then I got into a podcast called Britpod, which was these British dudes who lived in Canada, and they just kind of did what we do. They sit around and talk stuff, but they eventually stopped working. And then, like everyone else, I got into Serial, and that was very, you know, it's very much a touchstone of podcast quality. It was at that point I realized, oh, podcasting is not just people sitting in a studio making crude jokes. It's actually a serious right. business.
And it's, hey, Ian, now yeah. I was peeing on a cricket. Did you bring up Serial? I feel like maybe you dig that show too. Maybe it didn't make your top five.
I didn't bring up Serial, but I brought up S-Town. They're both spinoffs of This American Life, and
yep.
I mentioned S-Town.
So, yeah, and that's related. But okay, so you listen to Serial both seasons, or maybe there's three seasons.
I only listened to the first one. I haven't got to the second one yet. I will one of these days. But the podcast I listen to the most, I religiously don't miss an episode, is a video game podcast called The Angry Chicken. I started listening to it because. I wanted to get insight on this one particular video game, but honestly, and we could probably spend the rest of the episode talking about this phenomena. I feel like these people, the three hosts, are sort of my friends. Now, they're not my friends. I know that. I'm not going to go stalk them, but it's just this warm, friendly feeling when I hear their very familiar voices and they're just chit-chatting. And, you know, it's like I go for a walk and I'm with some buddies and I'm just listening to them. And that's kind of why I like it. And they are professional and they know what they're doing, but they don't take themselves too seriously. So it's just a good time. And no, I'm not going to recommend it to people who don't like the video game they talk about. You'd be bored, but maybe you guys can speak to that phenomenon.
You're right, man.
We
shouldn't talk about Joust.
It's the Joust. Tell you what, let me, because we're at minute 32 and you haven't talked about your podcast and we still got other content to get through, let me just rip through the rest. And the thing I want to talk about the most, which is I recently got into a whole bunch of podcasts all part of the same family called Radiotopia. Have you heard of these Radiotopia people?
I think you've brought them up before on the podcast, but you didn't go into it. Ian, have you heard of these dudes?
I've heard of it, but I don't remember which podcasts are in that family.
Maybe there are women in this group too.
There are quite a few podcasts, but the ones I listen to are 99% Invisible. I think that was the first one.
That's a good one.
I've heard of that one. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's really good. It's basically a podcast about the history of design choices, whether it's architecture or city layouts or flags or clothing or whatever, and they tell you kind of the story behind it. Like they did an episode about the stethoscope, where that came from, for example. It sounds boring, but high production values, it's really good.
Didn't they do an episode about like the Japanese internment camps and stuff? They do all sorts of really interesting...
They did, yes. And the guy who does that, Roman Mars, he also does a podcast called... Trump Con Law, where he looks at things that Trump has done and uses it to teach people about the Constitution. It's very fascinating. And then also in the Radiotopia family is The Bugle, which John Oliver of Last Week Tonight used to be on. He's not on it anymore, but that's a quality podcast. Again, they don't take themselves very seriously. It's mostly political and it's really funny. And then I also
John Oliver was also a member of the Bee Gees, correct?
I believe he was. Yes, actually, okay. I don't think so. And then I also listened to Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything, which is fascinating. Criminal, which is really good. I think, Ian, you'd like that one because you like history. And then my most recent
Criminal,
yeah. And then my most recent love is a podcast called Two Dope Queens. And when I first heard about it, I thought, oh, this is going to be two gay guys, right? It's not. It's not two gay guys. It's two black women.
No, it's two feminists.
It's two black women, and one of them is Jessica Williams. Is that her name? Jessica, I think so. She was on The Daily Show as a correspondent for a while, and then another very talented comedian. And they – I'm not really sure where the format comes from, but they are becoming my other go-to for if I want to hear familiar voices and feel like I'm amongst friends, because they're just so casual and laid back and they don't take themselves too seriously. And I am done ranting and raving. Joe, it's your turn. Go.
Well, but I wanted to say, I was jazz handing, I was shimmying a couple of times there. You really burned through those.
Yeah,
we could have dragged that out, and I haven't heard very many of those podcasts at all. But I've heard of them, and I'm looking, kind of always looking for new podcasts just to see what's cool. And Two Dope Queens, I guess, is super popular. Like if you look at the. You know, the ratings or the downloads, like they're huge.
They are huge, yes.
And I've never hit play on it, but I'm kind of interested.
It is.
I wanted to say, I think one of the reasons why I listen to podcasts, and before podcasts existed, I listened to just like certain talk radio shows, like I did listen to Air America, like even when Marc Maron and Janine Garofalo were on there, and I was as liberal as I was gonna be at that point. I don't think, and times were a little different then, but I listened to that, and I listened to certain here in San Diego. I listened to Dave Shelley and Chainsaw, which sounds like a really stupid name for anything.
Wait a minute, but, I'm sorry to interrupt. Did you say when you go on vacation in San Diego, there's one podcast you listen to while you're there?
That's crazy.
Look, yes, I'm in San Diego. I didn't tell you guys that, but there's a lot of really good shit in San Diego, and I come down here for conferences all the time for Taco Bell. I'm here again just because I wanted to escape my life, and I took a plane.
And piss on some crickets.
Listen, I'm telling you, this place is beautiful, and they have a morning show where I think most morning shows are just fucking super stupid all day long. They have a morning show here that to me is just like a really good podcast, and I want to say the banter podcasts that I like are just what you're saying, Jason. You become familiar with the people and the way that they talk, and they become in your mind kind of like your friends. It's like a social interaction, which maybe is kind of sad, but I'm just saying those are a banter podcast, or, you know, back in the early 2000s, there was no podcast. It was just radio shows. I felt like I was friends with these people.
Yeah.
Is that sad, guys?
Yeah,
I mean, you brought it up, Jason.
It's sad, but I'm hoping that we can.
Said yes.
I'm hoping that our podcast can be like that for someone, that they listen to my terrible voice and your pellucid tones, Joe, and the occasional Ian, and they're like, you know what, this is family to me. And I hope they come to Davenport or Seattle, Texas, and they look for us and they stalk us and, you know, steal our underwear.
It's like family, the way a really angry family at Thanksgiving dinner that just can't get along.
Yeah,
who you really just want to get away from as soon as you can, but you're stuck and you just have to sit there and look across the table at them for hours.
That's what I want to give to people.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
Right.
You know, once again, Ian, you nailed it. I'm not going to go through the long text message I sent to you guys earlier today about how well you nailed it, but you know what you did.
Oh, man. I was hoping we could go into that a little bit later, but we're already – where the fuck are we? We're running out of time already.
Yeah, we've been talking for 40 minutes.
You haven't even talked about your podcast, and you've been jazz handing for like a half an hour.
Oh, I'm half the time I'm jazz handing. But I want to say welcome to our Thanksgiving family, Ian.
Thanks. Thanks. I hate you.
Oh, we hate you too, man.
Yeah, pass the stuffing.
So let me, you know what, just like you, Jason, I'm going to burn through my podcast. You guys have interesting, to me, like the kind of novel, unique podcasts. Here's what I listen to. Number five is Sword and Scale. You ever heard of that one?
Nope.
Never.
Say again?
No.
What is it?
Oh, well, it's just a crime podcast. So this dude, and it's just him, but he puts together a presentation. You know, it's not a banter podcast. He finds some crime that he finds particularly disturbing, and he puts creepy music behind it, and he tells you the story, and he does a good job of it. Sword and Scale. I also listen to a podcast. You guys ever heard of Sam Harris?
Yeah, of course.
Well, Sam Harris is a person that if I don't agree with him, I just respect him for always having a very coherent argument for everything that he says. And I never read any of his books, but I would go on YouTube. My wife and I would go on YouTube and listen to him, watch him debate like all sorts of crazy, you know, like, for instance, like I think he debated the Archbishop of the Catholic Church.
That
is there only one of those? I don't understand Catholicism. Anyway, he just sits there and tears people's arguments to shreds. And he's a neuroscientist. He's just a very eloquent guy. Anyway, he's got this podcast called Waking Up, and I feel like if I listen to that every time he comes out with one, I learn something every time, and it stretches my brain out a little bit. And that's nice. I need that. And then, you know, I'm going to do a couple of like maybe honorable mentions, but I listened to WTF for a while. I think Marc Maron's really funny, and he does a lot of really good interviews, but I can't keep listening to him for some reason. I kind of fell off of that one. Same thing with The Nerdist. Now, have you guys heard either of these?
Oh, yeah.
Come on. I mean, Absolutely. These are super popular. I'm not bringing up obscure shit.
I mean, I've heard of WTF. I've never heard of The Nerdist.
You never heard of The Nerdist? All right. No. Well, look, he does talk to really interesting people, and if you look back through his catalog, he's like the Barbara Walters of
nerdism
of interviews. That makes no sense, because Barbara Walters is the Barbara Walters of interviews.
and if you want the radio version, then it's probably Terry Gross is the Barbara Walters of.
Thank you. Actually, Terry Gross makes Barbara Walters look like Barbara Walters. So this is how good I am at podcasting, gentlemen. Let me move forward. I think that my top two, right? Because I did a top five in one, two, three. So number two is This American Life. Again,
that was my number two.
Oh, is that so? You brought that one up while I was peeing on a cockroach or
on a cockroach. Man, I thought you said San Diego was beautiful. I have to pee on cockroaches.
I was having flashbacks to Davenport.
I thought it was a cricket.
So, yes, This American Life, and I think that's always up there on some chart. I mean, a lot of people listen to American Life all the time. So it is good, consistently good. Ira Glass is awesome. Now, and here's another one. My number one, and I haven't been listening to them as much, but all-time best podcasts that have just been riveting for me is fucking Radiolab, man.
Oh, they are really good.
I mean, that's just good shit. Jason, come on.
I think I've heard an episode or two. And yes, it was very good. And it's definitely, I mean, out of all these podcasts that you guys have brought up and that I've brought up, I would have to say that if I were going to recommend people get into podcasting, on the one hand, This American Life and Radiolab are like to start there. But unfortunately, if you do, probably the production value of pretty much any other podcast, especially ours, is going to pale in comparison, right?
Yeah, the production value of those shows are top notch, and it's not a banter show. They put months and months, sometimes years, into one fucking story. It's crazy.
Oh, you know what? I should give an honorable mention to, along with Radiolab made me remember it, is The Moth. Have you heard that? Moth Radio Hour?
Yeah, it's just storytelling.
Yeah, just storytelling, and it's really good.
Oh, I've heard a couple. My wife, when we go on road trips, will listen to the Moth. And I've heard stories on, like, fucking A. I've laughed and I've cried.
Yeah. There you go.
That's what it's all about.
Maybe it's time. Shall we pay for this podcast?
Yeah, we should probably get to that. And like I said, Larco will not be giving us any money this week, but Joe.
No,
I believe,
Larco, Ian.
I believe.
I think you scared them off. They knew you were going to be on the podcast. No, actually, they did tell. They said, "Hey, Jason, here's the copy," and Jason was like, "Fuck you."
Pretty much.
It wasn't you, Ian. But the fact is, there's no Larco this week, right, Jason?
That's right.
Amazing because, yeah, they're like the worst company in the entire world. So it's hard to imagine,
or the best.
That this is too much for even them.
No, it wasn't them. What it was I did not feel like, and you'll hear this if you listen back to the show, I didn't feel that I was up to snuff in terms of the ability to read copy because I was gone for a week. So I told them, look, guys, I'm not gonna do justice to your product, so we'll take a pass on the cash. I will pay for this episode out of my own pocket.
They can handle it. They want to push their shit they want to fucking shill their products every week, but Jason was like, I can't handle you this time. And he turned him down. I respect you for that, Jason.
It's an intense and emotional investment. I mean, a lot of people will say that, you know, it sounds like you wrote it, Jason. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And they're like, yeah, it sounds like you wrote it literally 10 minutes before the show started. And I said, come on, that's never happened.
Somebody accused you of that.
Yeah.
I think it was Moonshine Pete was like, did you write that?
Yeah, and I was like, ooh, sorry,
no. And you were like, no. They might tailor it to my style, but no, yeah. I didn't fucking write that Larco ad. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I won't belabor the point, except maybe there'll be two next week just to get everybody caught up. But for now, I believe, Joe, you have an ad, so I am going to encourage you to start now.
Okay. All right, Jason, all I need to do is, because I'm not reading fucking live copy either, so just hit clip one for me and crank it.
I'm going to crank it.
In a world where every asshole with a laptop thinks they can make a good podcast, where the only people that find the hosts funny are the hosts themselves. Where redundant, repetitive phrases are used repetitively, in as much as the host redundantly says in as much as. In a time when self-deprecation is used as a cowardly disclaimer to excuse the low quality of the podcast itself, ensuring that every show will be worse than the last. When farts and dicks and balls jokes are the only jokes offered, and they're not even good ones. When the hosts say the word fuck so much, the podcast literally begins to argue for its own cancellation. In a stupid world where the god-awful techno music is so egregious and the southern accents are so thick, the hosts sound like cousins that have sex with each other. Sometimes a podcast listener has to seek shelter. Sometimes a listener needs a show that is thought-provoking, emotionally evocative, and genuinely humorous. A show that cuts the cheese through the farts and dicks and balls and delivers undeniably enjoyable content. At a time like this, the only choice is the best podcast ever created in the history of podcasting.
From WBEC Chicago, it's This American Life. I'm Ira Glass.
Just kidding. Of course I meant
You're listening to Radiolab.
Subscribe to Radiolab now on most podcast apps. And listen to new episodes every Wednesday. Or if you're Ian, listen to the Just Be Cousins podcast at justbecousins.net, where new episodes are posted every Friday, unless the hosts don't feel up to it since they don't get paid and no one listens to the show. Like Just Be Cousins on Facebook, Twitter us at Just Be Cousins, or email us at justbecousinspodcast@gmail.com.
Holy crap, dude. Holy crap, dude. I am not even joking, Joe. I want you to send just that clip to Baby Licker Giovanni, whatever the fuck his name is. Just that. Ugh. Joe.
All right, I don't know what the fuck that noise is, but give me the outro, please.
Okay.
Gentlemen, that was roboting out for me the whole time, but I hope you got to hear it because it took me a long time to make it. And again, I didn't write it, but that was actually an ad for Radiolab. I was really delighted that the Radiolab people got a hold of me. And do you hear the fucking cricket again?
You do not have lethal piss after all. Joe?
Yes.
Are you there?
Sorry, I'm...
Don't run off to deal with the cricket again.
No, go ahead. Go deal
with... Can you guys hear it?
Yeah, and it's awesome. Go deal with it if you want to, and meanwhile, I will play your argument for cancellation. Is that going to float your boat? Because we only got 10 minutes left here.
Here, you guys, just banter a little bit. I think you're really good at it. You guys don't even need me for a show. Banter for a second. I'm going to go scare the cricket or something.
Okay.
And I'll be right back. Right back. I swear to God.
Jesus. He's like a ferret on meth tonight.
You know what we could do just to assuage Joe? Ian, I don't know if you got your text message exchange in front of you, but we could just read that because Joe wanted us to. I don't know. And if you don't want to, we don't. We can talk about the fact that I... You have kids, right, Ian?
Oh yeah, I do.
Yeah. I got a 2-year old. Guess what my 2-year old did about an hour ago?
Shit.
He fell down the stairs. Little fucker fell down the stairs. Yeah. He's
That's
fine.
So inconsiderate. Really sorry.
He's 100% okay, no bruises, nothing. He was upset. He cried, but got over it really quick. And I'm a wreck. I am not going to be over this for a long time. You're
no,
dad.
No,
you know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're... Yeah, because now you're like, I can't believe I spent a year carefully shepherding you up and down the stairs, bending over, hurting my back, when it didn't even hurt you to fall down the stairs. I've wasted a year of my life on you.
You're exactly right. God, I was just... It was... I don't want to relive it, but he started to fall, and I shouted louder than I've ever shouted. I shouted, no! And it was a no that was like, no, you can't do that. Please defy the laws of gravity, you little shit.
Yeah, float your ass back up on
yeah.
the stair.
It was no, like, no, God, why, God, no? You know, like that sort of like, it was, I should write this down. You know the 5 stages of grief? It was a no version of every stage, except for acceptance. I just jumped down the stairs. I flew down those stairs. He fell. I flew. I think I broke some land speed records because I was at the bottom almost before he was. But you know, being a parent, you never quite make it. And that happened to me today. You got any stories?
You have to go a little slower. Otherwise, you're going to trip and land on top of him, and then you really will be hurt.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so that happened to me today. Anything happened to you today?
What happened to me today? The little one, who is 1.5, just decided that just because she has teeth that are trying to push their way through her gums, she gets to be in a bad mood all the time. So
you know,
she was, you know, complain. But you know, one day she'll be able to take care of me when I'm old, so it's okay.
There's a
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Jason and Ian Parenting Podcast. Wait. Are you guys there? Can you even fucking hear me?
Joe? Are you there?
No, I don't know.
I'm fucking with you, Joe. I'm just being stupid. I'm being stupid.
Yeah, we just stopped talking when you came back.
Yeah.
Oh, holy shit. Okay.
Moving on.
Well,
do
you guys are simpatico.
Yeah. Fuck you, Joe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Joey.
Um, Do we want to do, moving on, do into the arguments for cancellation so we get to that? This show, I apologize, gentlemen. This is easily one of our worst shows, and it's all my fault. Should we go on to arguments for cancellation? The answer is yes.
I was having fun. I thought we were doing a good job, man. I wish I had a fuck you, Jason, but I don't.
You just did.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another fucked up episode of Arguments for Cancellation. This needs no introduction at all. Jason, clip two. Hit it.
Okay, I'm going to click clip two. Hit play. Here we go. Oh my God.
In a world where every asshole with a laptop thinks they can make a good podcast, where the only people that find the hosts funny are the hosts themselves. Where redundant, repetitive phrases are used repetitively, in as much as the host redundantly says in as much as. In a time when self-deprecation is used as a cowardly disclaimer to excuse the low quality of the podcast itself, ensuring that every show will be worse than the last. When farts and dicks and balls jokes are the only jokes offered, and they're not even good ones. When the hosts say the word fuck so much, the podcast literally begins to argue for its own cancellation. In a stupid world where the god-awful techno music is so egregious and the southern accents are so thick, the hosts sound like cousins that have sex with each other. Sometimes a podcast listener has to seek shelter. Sometimes a listener needs a show that is thought-provoking, emotionally evocative, and genuinely humorous. A show that cuts the cheese through the farts and dicks and balls and delivers undeniably enjoyable content. At a time like this, the only choice is the best podcast ever created in the history of podcasting.
From WBEZ Chicago, it's This American Life. I'm Ira Glass.
Just kidding. Of course I meant...
You're listening to Radiolab.
Subscribe to Radiolab now on most podcast apps. And listen to new episodes every Wednesday. Or if you're Ian, listen to the Just Becousins podcast at justbecousins.net, where new episodes are posted every Friday, unless the hosts don't feel up to it since they don't get paid and no one listens to the show. Like Just Becousins on Facebook, Twitter us at Just Becousins, or email us at justbecousinspodcast@gmail.com.
Well, Joe, I think you, you fucking convinced me.
I think. You just fucking convinced me.
Well, as you can see, my argument was basically redundancy.
Sometimes.
Well, yeah, I...
That is better.
I was super impressed at your ad with how much work you did for your ad, and then I just realized you basically just were being lazy. So yeah,
you've got it. That's it.
It's just so freaking meta. I am being both sincere and sarcastic at the same time, which is also meta. People don't understand. I'm Canadian now. People don't understand.
I'm sorry, Jason. I'm sorry.
People don't understand how fucking brilliant that was because they don't listen to our discussion that happens after the show when we stop recording. If people knew what we talked about when the show was over, they would realize how. Oh my God, Joe!
Well,
will you quit,
hey,
Joe?
Ian, if anybody understands the show, it's fucking Ian. I put that together knowing that Ian, who knows all the fucking inside jokes, might actually understand what just happened.
Of course,
Ian,
I do.
Do you have anything to say at all? Maybe just fuck you, Joey. But go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think you should stop this podcast instantly and never do it again. It's clearly a fucking travesty.
Thank you. That's all I needed to hear.
You know, yeah. I again, ironically, meta, I listened to that, and I agree with you. We should stop doing this podcast so that you can go do an actual good podcast, so that you can go work for, what's his fuck, you know, baby fucker. I'm not going to say that. Sorry. That was the one I didn't want to ever say. I just threw my pen across the room.
I'm down to just now provoke the guy. If you're listening to this one, wait, who are we talking about? Baby fucker Giovanni? You mean baby fucker Vio Johnny's? Bulging Bates? Oh my god.
They're both having strokes?
We are talking about Barbie Liquor Big Ol' Gina, and you should work for him because he puts together a quality podcast and you enjoy his podcast and you could do good things there, whereas your talents are wasted on this podcast called Just Because of the Show. I am not even joking. I am a little, but not completely. I mean, half of me joking.
I know that I've made a good argument for cancellation when Jason actually
tells you to
makes
quit.
A bowed face and goes, "Oh my god, Beyonce, you're great."
Wait a minute. I never said Beyonce wasn't great. There's nothing about Beyonce or her doppelganger Beyonce that I is Beyonce like some sort of sadomasochistic drag queen version of Beyonce. I don't know. Guys, I like Beyonce. Let's not change the subject. The subject is Joe, your talents are wasted. You're Ian, you're far too intellectual to be on this fucking podcast. So why are we doing this?
I think just to listen to Joe.
Hey, you know what? I feel like Ian has not had enough airtime. Like, we brought his ass on. Actually, I went to... Oh, my God. I thought the cricket was going to stop, but he continued. Son of a bitch. Anyway.
I mean, I've been on here for an hour.
I need to hear more of you. Maybe when I listen to the podcast tomorrow and the day after that, I'm going to hear a lot of Ian. But
yeah, I think the problem is every time I'm talking, you run off to kill a cricket. So I think you'll hear more when you listen tomorrow.
Yeah. We are past an hour, gentlemen, so we should probably hang it up.
No shit.
Yeah, shit. Yeah. No shit.
All right. And this, I do this to you a lot, Jason, but just bear with me just for a minute. Uh-huh. Ian,
yes.
You knew you were going to be on the podcast.
Yeah.
I honestly feel dissatisfied because I didn't get to hear enough of Ian, like, chiming in on shit. When you knew you were going to be on the podcast again, and it's been a while, not that you're super excited about this fucking shit show, but did you have, as I do, and I think Jason does too, whether he'll admit it or not, something kind of comedically locked and loaded? Like, did you have some rant that you wanted to fly into? Because
you know what?
You do, now's the time.
No, I didn't. And I really just don't appreciate how much you call me out for being unprepared, as if, you know, you go and you make these amazing pieces of audio and then, oh, hey, Ian, where's your really cool thing that you're going to do? Well, Joe, I don't fucking have a really cool thing. I'm so sorry. But thank you for bringing me on the air to humiliate
you,
me. I fucking appreciate it.
No, Ian, I'm just asking for, like, a little bit of a rant. Like, you can do that off the fucking cuff.
How am I going to fucking rant off the cuff, Joe? Like, what am I supposed to do? Just pull it on my ass? Like, I don't have 11 assholes like Jason does. Like, I'm not a space monster. I can't just go off and fucking rant at you. What the fuck do you take me for?
Hey, all right. Now, listen, Jason, give us 5 more minutes. I'm asking Jason. Oh, fuck, he's not going to do it. Stop the music or I'll fucking kill you. I need 5 more minutes. Hey, stop the music. Swear to God, give me like fucking 3 minutes and then start the music. Stop it! Don't do this!